Here's a view now from the Israeli side. Adele Raymer lives in a kibbutz in Nirim, near the border with Gaza. She's an American by birth. Now, her life on the kibbutz is arguably more comfortable than life in Gaza City on a good day. Still, rockets landing near the kibbutz are Adele's reality now. Her daughter had planned to get married there on the 4th of July, but she and her fiancé had to change plans pretty quickly.
They realized that they cannot responsibly bring 300 guests to our kibbutz. We have a pool. There's about 400 residents on this kibbutz, and the pool serves the community. And we do have like a little safe area there for people to run to if there is an alert while they're swimming, but it's certainly not large enough to hold 300 people at once. So we had to find a different venue. We got lots and lots of different communities saying that they could have the wedding in their pool or on their lawn or in their gardens. And it was really very heartwarming. In times of stress like we are now, people really, really come through for each other.
So your big concern was that your daughter's wedding party would come under attack. I mean,
that's right.
You're close to the border. How many seconds do you have to make it to a shelter before a rocket explodes?
We have about 10 seconds. They say 15, but it's not. It's more like 10. And sometimes it's even less. The other day, four rockets fell in the kibbutz perimeter. You never really know. And sometimes you just hear an explosion and realize what it is and run for your safe room.
You're in your safe room right now. You're doing this interview from your safe room.
The television is here broadcasting all day specially. And every few minutes, in fact, you see a notification of where there are rockets falling. And rockets often fall in the region of Eshkol because it hugs the Gaza Strip. So where, you know, any place in the Gaza Strip, they can fire these short-range mortars or rockets and get to us very easily.
Yeah, I gather a rocket landed in your friend's garden this week.
The rocket hit a tree and it exploded, and I don't even want to think what could have happened.
Adele, describe the safe room where you're talking to us from. Yeah.
It's reinforced cement because we're so close to the border. The government built safe rooms onto our houses. It's the size of a small bedroom. I have a bed in it, two little night tables, and I've got a TV in here. I can bring my computer in here when I have to work.
How does all this make you feel?
Deja vu.
Yeah, because this has happened many times.
This happened in 2012, yeah. When it happened in 2009, and I had just lost my husband a month before, so I took my dogs and I left for about a week.
Why have you stayed this time?
Because this is my home, and you know what? Half of Israel is in rocket range now, if not more. It's also complicated because I do have two dogs, and you can't just go just any place with animals. You know, not every hotel is willing to take you.
When the rockets are coming in from Gaza, does it ever kind of cross your mind how the Israeli rockets might be received on the other end and what the Palestinians in Gaza are going through?
All the time. I think about it all the time. They don't have safe rooms. The situation there is dire, and I really, my heart goes out to them.
Do you ever find yourself wondering how all this is going to end? I mean, not just this episode, but all of them.
Well, I'm hoping that at some point both sides will find the way to sit down and talk and listen on both sides. I do truly believe that if possibly anything good comes of this military action, it will be that the Hamas will be ready to sit down and say, okay, you know what? Maybe you won't be such bad neighbors after all. Let's sit down and talk.
Adele, thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thank you very much for caring.
Adele Raymer lives near Israel's border with Gaza, and we also spoke there with Amjad Shawa in Gaza City.